From the Heart, September 17. Eavesdropping. Go down to the camp with Pura your servant, and you shall hear what they say. When Gideon stood at the head of 30,000 men to make war against the Midianites, he felt that unless God should work for Israel, their cause would be hopeless. At the divine command, the Hebrew force had been reduced by successive tests until there remained with him only 300 men to oppose that countless multitude. What wonder that his heart sank within him as he thought of the conflict of the morrow. But the Lord did not leave his faithful servant to despair. He spoke to Gideon in the night season and bade him, with Phurah, his trusty attendant, go down to the camp of the Midianites, intimating that he would there hear matter for his encouragement. He went, and waiting there in darkness and silence, he heard one soldier, just awakened, relate a dream to his companion. Lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. The other answered in words that stirred the heart of that unseen listener, "This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host." Gideon recognized the voice of God speaking to him through the words of these Midianitish strangers. His faith and courage were greatly strengthened, and he rejoiced that Israel's God could work through the humblest means to abase human pride. With confidence and hope he returned to the few men under his command, saying, "Arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian." As that loaf overthrew the tent upon which it fell, so would the handful of Israelites destroy their numerous and powerful enemies. The Lord himself directed Gideon's mind in the adoption of a plan which the latter immediately set out to execute. What lessons of humility and faith may we not learn as we trace the dealings of God with his creatures?